Hello and welcome to Appointment with the Doctor. This is Dr. Rick Sacre, your host. Thanks for joining us on ELWA Hospital's weekly radio program as we talk about high blood pressure. Yes, you know, I think high blood pressure is probably the most common disease that we see. Every day we see some. Maybe almost one out of three adults over the age of 35 or 40 in Liberia has high blood pressure. It is a very, very common disease here. So many people have pressure. And so I feel that it's important to cover some basic things and some basic reminders about high blood pressure and about preventing stroke. This is about how to not wind up with a stroke. I'm hoping to equip you with the understanding you need today so that you will not wind up with a stroke and so that you can even help your family members who may also be suffering with high blood pressure to also not come down with stroke. The number one thing I want to say about high blood pressure is this. You cannot know your blood pressure by how you're feeling. You cannot know that your blood pressure is high by, oh, my head hurting, or oh, my neck is paining me, or oh, my eyes are turning. This will not tell you. Sometimes your blood pressure will be low. Sometimes it will be normal when you have those feelings. Okay? So we don't respond to blood pressure like that to say, oh, my head hurting now. I went to the hospital. They checked my blood pressure. It's high. Let me take a tablet for 2 or 3 days to lower it to help me. No, this is a very dangerous way to deal with high blood pressure. The only way to know your blood pressure is to check it. And in fact, you should check it on a day when you are feeling good, when you are feeling normal, when you are feeling the way you usually feel. That is the time to check your pressure and know whether you might have high blood pressure. So this simply means that the high blood pressure means that the fluid going around your body, the red blood going around your body, is under too much pressure. It's being pushed too hard by the heart and squeezed too tight by the blood vessels, and that it is not good for it to be under high pressure. Because when the blood is flowing under high pressure like that, it is more strain on the heart, number one. And number two, it is more strain on the blood vessels, on the arteries. And when the pressure is high inside those arteries, it makes them fill up with cholesterol, and then they wind up getting blocked. They become blocked with this cholesterol material or grease, like grease, and then the person can come down with stroke or heart attack from those blood vessels in the heart or in the brain becoming blocked with grease. So this is why high blood pressure is a bad thing. But the only way to know if your blood pressure is high is except you check it. When you put a thing around your hand, around your arm, and they pump up the air inside and they test your blood pressure, that is the only valid way to know what your blood pressure is. You cannot go by your feelings or your symptoms. You have to go with the actual measurement. Now, when you measure your blood pressure, you should be sitting or laying down. You should be relaxed. It's not good to rush in somewhere and sit down and have them check the blood pressure right away. No, if that's the case, it might be high, but it should be repeated after you have rested for 3 to 5 minutes at least and cool down so it can come down. It's not good to go, you know, to make important decisions based on a high reading that happens. You know, you wind up in the hospital, say you were in a road traffic accident, car knock you down, and you're in pain, and you go there to the hospital, your blood pressure may likely be high from the pain you are in. But that does not mean you have high blood pressure, and it doesn't mean you need to treat that blood pressure unless it's very, very high. Now, if it goes way up over 180 on the top or over 105 on the bottom, if it's above those numbers, then you might have to take treatment right away. But as long as it is just a little high, it's good to wait and get a normal blood pressure checked on a normal day when you feel good. That's the one you want to use. The second thing I want to say about high blood pressure is that your family history is an important risk factor that you can pay attention to. If your mother or your father had high blood pressure, or if your mother or your father had stroke or heart attack, then you should be paying extra attention to your blood pressure. You should be testing it from a young age, even from in your 20s, to know how it is and to follow it and monitor it. You should even be staying away from salt and cube, because salt and cube make the blood pressure go up higher. So you should be cutting down on those things. So family history is important. If your parents had high blood pressure, you are more likely to develop high blood pressure. When we put somebody on treatment for high blood pressure, we are not doing it to help them feel better. The high blood pressure medicine is not going to change how you feel. It's not going to help you feel well. The reason we treat high blood pressure is to prevent stroke and heart attack. So that is very important to understand. We put somebody on high blood pressure medicine is not so that they will feel fine. I've had people come in after 1 month and say, "Doc, I've taken that tablet you gave me, but I'm still feeling the same way." Yeah, but your blood pressure is now down. It's now normal. So the medicine is working. If you have another problem, a headache, a back pain, some other thing, we have to treat that a different way. Okay? The purpose of the high blood pressure medication is to control the blood pressure to reduce your risk of stroke and heart attack in the future. Maybe that stroke or heart attack will not happen now. Maybe it will happen 3 years from now or 5 years from now. But if you start taking the tablet now, you can prevent that stroke or heart attack from ever happening, or you can at least put it off by 20, 30, 40 years. So that's a good thing. Now, the next thing I'm going to say is the most important thing I'm going to say in this whole discussion about high blood pressure. And that is, treatment for high blood pressure is usually a lifetime treatment. We don't have cure for it. We don't have a medicine that you will take and bring the pressure down and then it will just stay down. If you stop your high blood pressure medicine, most likely your pressure will gradually come back up and go back to being high. And that will be dangerous for you again, increasing your risk of stroke or heart attack. So our usual expectation is that when a patient is put on high blood pressure medicine, they are going to stay on that medication throughout. They're going to take it every day for the rest of their lives. Now, people don't like that, but that is how it is. And the medicines, some of them are quite inexpensive now. They are not very expensive. And you just get in that habit of taking you get up in the morning, you take your high blood pressure pill, and, you know, it will protect you from having a stroke or heart attack. These medicines must not be used on an as-needed basis. Over and over and over again, I see people, they come to the hospital, they say, "Yo, I'm taking my medicine. Whenever my head hurting me, that's the time I can take it. Or when I have a stressful meeting, that's the time I can take it. But on a normal day when I feel good, no, I don't take it." Well, that is not how we treat high blood pressure. Studies have shown that that type of approach to treating high blood pressure, to treat it on like an as-needed basis, leads to a higher risk of heart attack and stroke. So it's very important, if a doctor has told you you have high blood pressure and that you need to be on medication, then you have to stick with that medication every single day for life. This is very, very, very important. So many people have this misconception. They say, "Well, I don't want it to get used to me." Or they say, "You know, I'm afraid I will get immune to it." You know, or this kind of thing. Even there are some of the medications that when you take them on that in that way, like take them on an as-needed basis instead of every day, they can even cause the blood pressure to rebound up higher. When you take it, it comes down. But then when you stop taking it, it goes up even higher than it was before. We call that rebound hypertension. So it's very, very important to take your high blood pressure medication every day. Now, let's talk a little bit about some of the types of medications we have. The first one and the one that is most popular here is one that makes you to urinate a little bit more. It helps this kidney to get rid of extra salt that is in the body. So it puts the salt outside, and where the salt goes, the water also follows it. And so when you take these medicines like hydrochlorothiazide or HCTZ, as they usually call it, you can pee a little bit plenty. Now, what side effect does HCTZ have? Well, the main one is that it can take potassium out of the body. And sometimes, so if you are on HCTZ, you should also be on another medicine, like something like lisinopril, which will make the body keep potassium in, and so it will counteract that effect. Or if you are only taking HCTZ, it's not a bad idea to eat oranges and bananas, things that can help to build up the potassium level in your body. There are other medications too. There's ones called calcium channel blockers. These are medicines that open the blood vessels up, open the arteries and veins up. That's like nifedipine, amlodipine, these different medications that open the blood vessels up to make the space more free so that the blood pressure can come down. Then we got beta blockers like propranolol, atenolol. Those ones, they work on the heart. They reduce how strongly the heart beats and even how fast it beats. And that also serves to bring down the blood pressure. Then we got some other medicines too, some other different ones. There are some that even work in the brain, like Aldomet or methyldopa, as we the doctors call it. Aldomet works in the brain to reduce the blood pressure. So all of these medicines are meant to be taken every single day. Some of them, like nifedipine or captopril or Aldomet, have to be taken more than one time a day, at least two times a day for those ones. Some of them can be just taken once a day, like HCTZ is okay to take just once a day. But the idea is, once you get put on this medication, you have to continue taking it. You can't just say, well, I feel better now, so let me stop it. No, you have to. If you're going to stop the medicine, you have to monitor the BP very closely. And the moment it gets out of range, where it's gone back high again, then you have to start taking the medicine. Again, what is the range, the normal range of high blood pressure? It is anything below 140 for the first number. The blood pressure should be below 140. And for the second number, it should be below 90. That's for all adults. The blood pressure should remain below 140 on the top and 90 on the bottom. So if you are 150 over 95 or 150 over 100, then your blood pressure is high. That, you know, and again, we would not treat you if you came in with that blood pressure once. We would not treat you because of that. We would say, come back in a week, stay away from salt, cigarette smoking, liquor, beer, cane juice, palm wine. Those things can all make your blood pressure go up. So you stay away from those things for a week. Then we recheck again. If it's still high, then we're going to treat you for high blood pressure. What are the other things that can help you? Well, I talked about staying away from salt and cube. That can definitely help you. Making sure you are not overweight can help you. So exercise, diet, cutting down the rice, cutting down the fufu and the dumb boy so that you don't get too fat can help you. Exercise is very important. Exercise can bring down blood pressure by several points. Just because of taking exercise on a daily basis, it can bring your blood pressure down several points. And so, you know, our time has just about wrapped up. So what I want to say, what I want to leave you with is the idea that if you will take your blood pressure medication regularly every single day, and if you will pay attention to the other aspects, less salt, more exercise, these things, you will prevent strokes and heart attacks and live a longer, more healthy life. Well, thank you. This has been Dr. Rick Sikra on ELWA's Appointment with the Doctor.